You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name. With every breath that's in me, with every song,
it is right now 11:08, and if you are going to get a break for lunch, then lunch is coming soon. In fact, my wife just called in a little bit ago, and we were chatting and talking about lunch, and that is soon come, soon come. All right, so 11:09, and this is WCNO 89.9. We're so glad you're listening today. And we know we have a lot of listeners. You know, Karen, today has been the day when we've had new first-time givers, several that are talking about how long they've been listening. I think the shortest was just a few months, but some years.
Yeah.
Today we're talking, and that is awesome that God is leading. I think the one gentleman was saying that God had put on his heart to do something. He wanted to do something. So that is really great. So we are thankful for all of you who have called in. And it looks like my friend Jim and Julie, they also have made contact with us. We'll be talking some more about that as we move along through this week. And we thank you so much for that call. In fact, I'll be reaching out to you in a little bit. And so let's give the phone numbers, Karen. We are looking for calls. We still have a hold up here. I have an envelope that we're holding. Actually, the sound control center is holding it, and that's good. And we're going to hold on to Jim and Julie's as well. But right now we have, let me see where we are, 6,322 remaining in the matching fund from this morning. So that was $9,000. So we're off. We're rolling with that. That's great. And we've been talking about what it actually costs listeners' share of support. So a week is $8,653. It's under $9,000. So that's a great blessing, and that's our Snook Fisherman that makes that commitment and has been doing that for some time. And love to talk with him. He talks about how I think he started with 100 or a couple hundred or something a month, and that's grown and it's grown. And so praise God. But incidentally, whether you are giving $5 a month or $10 or $100 or $1,000, whatever it is, or $2,000, whatever it is, when you do what God has gifted you and directed you to do, then that is exactly perfect. And I know that as that is done, all of your needs will be met. Our needs will be met as well. So, Karen?
Amen. So you can call us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Yeah, like, so the brother that called in from Belglade earlier.
Was that Irwin?
It began with an E. Did I say Ernest before?
Maybe. Yes, it is Ernest.
Ernest, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the first person that I've heard say, I felt in my heart. I felt like,
yeah, that
the
was
Lord,
really great.
Yeah. All the 10 years that I've been here, that's the first time I heard somebody
felt
say.
Felt my heart.
Because
yeah.
we talk about that a lot. You know, we mention it a lot. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart.
Yeah, that's excellent.
And he responded to that. And we talk, you know, just know that God's going to bless him because he was obedient immediately.
Amen.
To call that in. And, you know, so I just pray that God blesses him and blesses all our other listeners.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
As you respond to the Lord, and the Lord's not going to ask you to give what you cannot afford to give. He's going to provide for you. And if you just hear the number and give it, then just watch what God's going to do in your life.
Amen. And that is exactly how this ministry has been able to be here 35 mm-hmm. and a half years, because God spoke to our listeners and you've given, and that's how we're able to be here. And it's great to have different ones come in and talk. And, you know, Louis was in the other day. He was talking about his time coming to Christ and how over all those years, the influence of the teaching, how that became a really strong foundation in his life. And others talk about the fact that this is not a huge corporate station that is limited to some agenda that's out of state, out of town. So many Christian stations are going to talk radio only, mm-hmm. and some are going to music only. It looks like there's a trend to push for talk radio. But we actually have a mixture. We have music, mm-hmm. we have great programming, and we also have programs that we bring in guests, we interview, and we're very thankful for that. And we have national and local guests. We seek to bring both together, and that works out really well. Incidentally, we are going to have an interview with Jonathan Kahn. It's coming up, I think it's on the 22nd, which is coming up pretty quick. And that will be to basically discuss where we are, I believe, as a nation. And Avatar, his book Avatar, is out, and he's been doing a lot of interviews in reference to that. I'm sure we'll cover some of that. But as things develop, Jonathan Kahn really is gifted of the Lord to have a prophetic voice and insight to know where things are mm-hmm. from a historical perspective, from the prophet's perspective, and into the new covenant with Christ. And so it's really, really, he's a he's a blessing to the body of Christ, and I pray for him, pray for his ministry, and pray that God protects him. But we have a lot of local people that come in, Karen, so we have some interviews. We do some of that, and you have a program, great program, on Fridays.
I do, and my program is Hidden Places, which was not anything that was ever on my radar. It was, you know, given to me by the Lord, you know, including the name and the music that I use for the opener. And I had no idea, but I, when it was presented to me that I have 1 hour, I can do a program, and there were no parameters set. So I really had to depend on the Lord for guidance in how he wanted the program to go. And every week, we just rely upon the Lord. I mean, you know, I talk about what's on my heart, what things that the Lord's been speaking to me about, and my co-hosts also do the same. So we just meet. We don't meet together to talk about what we're going to talk about on the program. You know, we see each other. We do meet together on Sundays, but we don't talk about what we're going to talk about on the program. Hmm. So when we come on Fridays, it the Lord puts it all together, and he creates a picture, and you hear what the Lord is speaking by the Spirit.
Amen.
And so it's, you know, it's pretty interesting, I think.
Well, it's great, and a lot of people listen in, and it is, again, it's a part of a local station mm-hmm. that we have freedom to do that in a corporate setting would not be as easily available.
Right.
And
it's not polished.
Right, right.
It's not polished.
Well, it's real.
It's not scripted.
No. So we have real people sharing from their lives what's taking place. And, you know, when Louis came in, that was great. I haven't seen him. I don't know how many years it's been since I saw Louis. But it was great to see him walking in Christ, doing mission work overseas in mm-hmm. Africa and such forth, doing a lot of work overseas, and really charged with a lot of joy and excitement in his walk with the Lord. And that was tremendous. And here he is. He's out listening to WCNO. We're having our fundraiser, and he's like, wow, I'd really like to go and just share my testimony because WCNO was such a big part, has been such a big part of my life over all these years. Mm-hmm. And he said, where can you go and just walk through the door and end up talking to several hundred thousand people, you know? So it is a blessing, and we thank you for supporting the ministry. Mm-hmm. It is much easier for a large corporate organizations that have dozens of stations, or maybe even into a couple hundred stations, to be able to cover their cost of operation, because they don't need the staffing, they don't need the locations, they don't the cost can be cut down greatly mm-hmm. if you have a very large organization. But at the same time, then you have a corporate structure and you have the business of it, and there's some they have a great ministry and do a great job. We're just here kind of in a unique setting, and we are your local station, and we're not, as we're on air today, we're not on air in Texas and, right. you know, Kentucky or Tennessee or whatever, unless you're on your phone, which you can pull us up just like on the internet. You can pull up almost anything. But we are glad you're listening today. We're going to go to a couple songs. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Thank you, Susan, for a donation of $50. And Ellen, Susan, we don't have a city on, but Ellen, we do. Susan went online, made the donation. Ellen made a donation in Stuart for $50. So Susan's is $50, and Ellen from Stuart. Thank you very much, Ellen. Longtime friend as well. So we're going to go to some music at this time. We'll be back in just a few moments. You can go online to WCNO.com as well.
In the darkness, we were waiting without part, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle. We'll be right back.
Spirit of the Lord,
It's right now 11:32. Karen, can you believe the day is just flying by? It seems like it's flying by.
Yes, it's moving very rapidly.
Very rapidly. So we did talk about Susan, and we talked about Ellen, and I did not add those two donations in yet, so I'm going to do that. We are looking for your call.
Yes, we are. And that number that you can call is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And for those that might just be tuning into WCNO, because we have people that literally just find the station, you know, as most of us do when we're new into the area. The first thing we look for is Christian radio station. And if you're one of those people, then welcome to our listening area. And if you'd like to make a donation or a pledge, you can call us at that number, 772-221-1100. And we come to you twice a year in April and October. We set aside 2 weeks, both in April and October, to raise the budget, the operating budget, for the next 6 months. And we've been doing that for over 35 and a half years now. And, you know, the Lord always brings it through. Sometimes it doesn't look like anything's happening, but God always provides, because this is the ministry of the Lord. And what he sets in motion, he'll sustain it and take care of it. But it's through the listener support, which is the bulk of our budget, is met by the listeners. So give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you've never given to the station before, maybe you've been listening for quite some time, like Rose, who has been listening for 20 years. And just this morning, she decided that she was going to make a donation. And we just thank her for that. And we thank all of you for your support.
We have a donation coming in from Stephen and Deborah in Royal Palm Beach, $20 donation.
Amen.
And was just having a conversation with one of our family who was talking about how important the donations are of all sizes, the $10 donations, mm-hmm. $20 donations, $5 donations, and how many times the sacrifice for those smaller donations could be absolutely huge. And so we are very thankful for that. Some of the donations that I'm reading, because it's from mail, it's from early mail, and some of these donations we have 2 months, we're bridging over 2 months, and some of these individuals are monthly givers. Mm-hmm. And we have not had a communication yet to know if they're going to continue. But Izell, this is one that we've already had a donation from, but this is a second donation because we're in 2 months. $50, I believe, a month, but this is another $50. So we want to thank you, Izell, for that donation. And also Stephen and Deborah for the donation of $20 from Royal Palm Beach. Izell is from Fort Pierce, Florida, so we will be adding these in. And the phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we are rejoicing. David had called in just making mention of the fact that the 20 hostages had been released in Israel, and we praise God for that. Pray for wisdom for our president, and we pray for the salvation of all lost people, all lost people groups. The Word of God talks about heaven being populated by all nations and all tongues, and that is maybe saying the same thing, maybe saying more than the same thing. Because all nations, I believe, to me, represents all the nations, all tongues. You could have several different nations in one, or the tongues from several nations in one nation. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, we know this, that heaven's going to have a lot of people in God's family. There's going to be a big, big family there. And so we do celebrate that. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the salvation of the Jewish people. We pray for the salvation of the Arab nations as well as all people. And this is how we are to pray. All right, the phone number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we are going to go to another song at this time. Thank you, caller. We do have another phone line open, 772-221-1100, $6,322. We are getting close to that first $4,000. Karen, once we do that, we're going to add that $4,000 into our income today. We still have $1,322. So give us a shout with your donation. $6,322 up to that full amount, we will be able to match that. So I do have some donations in my hand I'm going to add in. And we'll be back after this next song. So thank you so much for being partners with us, being a part of this great ministry. And Karen, I think we should just pray, lift up our family for a moment. Father, we again thank you for this ministry, WCNO, all the lives that are being touched. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity of bringing the gospel to so many counties, so many people in the state of Florida. And, Father, for changing hearts and changing lives. We're excited to know that you're on the move. You are at work. We're confident that revival is taking place in many areas, and we desire that to take place where we are as well, Father, and certainly in the churches across the state of Florida and across our nation, as well as in our own hearts, our own homes. So we pray for that in Jesus' name. Oh,
Is that all you want, is to know the Lord? Oh, there's no greater thing in life than to know the Lord.
That's right.
And to continually get to know him more and more and more, so that everything in the earth pales in comparison.
I think sometimes, Karen, how most people desire all the favor of God, but find it difficult to surrender to God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hang on to what I have, God.
Right.
I want to hang on to what I have. I think it was Tom was talking to me about the story of the monkey putting his hand into the jar and not then being caught because he would not let go of the banana. You know, he reached in and grabbed it and is like, no, okay, well, now we've got the monkey because the monkey's not going to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes that is our limited perspective on God. It's like we have to hang on to our stuff, and it hinders us from taking a hold of what God has for us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Young Ruler is always a challenge to me to think that he just had no clue what God's riches looked like that he would have access to. He only had understanding of earthly wealth, and he didn't understand that God is sovereign over earthly things too, and God really is. God takes care of us. But I wonder if that man would have been the 13th disciple if he would have fallen. I mean, Jesus was moved, was impressed, I think we can say, impacted by this man's faith as he ran up, kneels down, and I believe in total sincerity, wants to know, how can I make it into the kingdom of God? How does this work? And he was held too tightly by that he owned. You know, it's not a problem owning many things, but it's when those things keep us from God that they become a problem. Well, we're thankful today that many people have had vision of Christian radio and could see what radio can do to change hearts and lives. We get a lot of reports, Karen, of people that are being touched through different ministries, and we know that many of you who listen today would be able to testify yourself, and many of you do. So when you call in, you send us a note, that is always encouraging because we like to share those things. Well, we do have a donation coming in from Robert in Port St. Lucie, $50. Thank you, Robert, for that donation. That is a blessing. We receive that with thanksgiving. And we also have Michael in Riviera Beach who has made a donation of $50 as well. So Robert in Port St. Lucie and Robert in Port St. Lucie, Michael in Riviera Beach. I'm almost reading the same name two times there.
You're thinking that Robert should be Riviera Beach. The R and R.
Yes, because you are sort of introducing the concept
that
maybe we could get that right. And you did actually get it right on Lake Worth that one time.
Yeah, that was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, I think that was a good guess. This next song is No Fear. And it's quite popular. I think it's quite popular on the top 40 stations, Christian stations as well. But it's a great song because the message is great, and God does not want us to be controlled by, in any way, shape, or form, a spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but I love that. Power, love, and a sound mind. If you're looking for lunch and you get lunch at 12 o'clock, then you don't have to look much further. It's coming soon, 11:48 right now. You're listening to WCNO.
Shaking faith, but the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. together with us.
Everything.
That's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
a quiet bunch there, aren't
yeah
they?
I'll tell you what, right there in Times Square, a lot of praising, raising a lot of praising right there. That's a powerful work of God there, and what a beautiful facility they have. Right?
Have you ever been up there?
Have not been there. I've had friends that have talked about going there, how powerful it is. Haven't made it.
The congregation, just all different kind of people. And
yeah, well, that's New York, too,
I
right?
Know, I mean, just what a great picture of the church, like what you were talking about a little bit earlier.
Right.
All the different nations and... Yeah,
church without borders, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Well, you can reach us right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida, by giving us a shout. No mail today coming through the mailbox because it's Columbus Day. So happy Columbus Day.
Right.
We still haven't had anyone call in and tell us how we're supposed to be celebrating Columbus Day. I don't know if it's in the lunch or what it might be.
Yeah, that'll be my turkey burger later.
Turkey burger,
which
okay.
I was starting to tell you, but
yes, well, that you're not having that for lunch. That's a dinner, you said.
No, because
ground turkey.
So Kevin made me, you know, ground turkey, you know, cooked in the fry pan with garlic and mushrooms and a few other things, you know. So I'm going to have that and some pasta for lunch.
Oh, for lunch,
right? But when I get home, I'm going to take the other half of the 1 pound of ground turkey and make a burger, turkey burger.
Mm.
And then I'll have, you know, I'll split that in two. So I'll have half for dinner and then half for lunch tomorrow. And I might cook some rice to go with that.
Oh, go with it. Sounds good. Rachel makes, she makes a really great chili with ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And really good. When it gets cooled off, you know, the weather starts dropping a bit. I like chili. I love soups and some good homemade cornbread. Yeah.
Do you guys make, can you make cornbread? Or have, does
yes.
Rachel make it?
She does, yeah.
I might need some help there. Because I can look at a recipe, but I'm like, I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah, she and Jay both do that. And
nice.
Her mom, of course, they were bakers. They cooked everything, being from the farm and such forth. But my mom did a lot of cornbread, too. You know, you do it in a – they always use the skillets, cast
right.
iron skillets
yeah.
to do the cornbread. But, you know, heat them up and have butter on the base and put the batter in, and it put nice crispy bottom on it. But anyway, very, very good. So – well, you're going to have your turkey burger and enjoy that, and I'm going to have leftovers. I put an order in for leftovers, so some pie leftovers.